This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Ireland today, the public is voting on a potentially money-saving proposal that some Americans might want to import to Washington, depending on their views of the federal shutdown here. The idea is to abolish one of the houses of the Irish Parliament. Joining us from Dublin is Austin Hughes, chief economist at KBC Bank. Mr. Hughes, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about the upper house, the Senate, which in Ireland, I think, is set up to be quite weak, not much power compared to the other chamber.
No, it would tend to have a fairly limited power in terms of Irish legislation. So it would be seen relative to its counterparts in other countries as perhaps not having quite the teeth that similar institutions have.
But not purely ceremonial. And the idea is to save some money by shutting it down. What do you think?
Well, the amount that's entailed is very limited. We're talking about something that's possibly between 10 and 20 million a year.
20 million euros, about $27 million.
That's exactly right. And I should add that those numbers are disputed. But 10 to 20 million a year in the context of a government deficit that this year is around 12 billion, arguments about 20 million seem very, very unimportant.
We're in an era where the Irish people have endured a long period of austerity, and saving a little money may seem attractive to voters.
It probably does. I think the other element is quite important to remember that we're talking about closing the Senate rather than reforming it. That probably tells you about the difficulty in passing reforming legislation. It's either do we have a Senate that maybe isn't contributing hugely in the general opinion, or do we just shut it down?
Austin Hughes is the chief economist at KBC Bank in Dublin. Mr. Hughes, thank you.
You're very welcome.